This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli ground troops have advanced towards Gaza City as diplomatic efforts to pause Israel's siege continue. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Israeli troops have been advancing into Gaza from three routes, all mainly in the north so far, according to a U.S. research group. Meanwhile, politicians have been scrambling to ease the siege of the embattled enclave, which has seen thousands of Palestinians killed so far. Hundreds of foreign passport holders and wounded Palestinians were allowed out of Gaza for the first time, exiting via Egypt's Rafah crossing, which was previously closed. Many Arab countries who had made peace with Israel have expressed mounting unease at the war. Jordan recalled its ambassador to Israel and asked Israel's envoy to leave Jordan until the siege stopped. I'm Karen Shamas.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken begins an eight-day trip to the Middle East and Asia Thursday with his first stop in Israel, which has increased its retaliatory assault on Hamas targets in Gaza. U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller told reporters Wednesday Blinken will discuss with the Israelis the humanitarian needs in Gaza and the need to conduct their military operations within humanitarian guidelines.
He will talk directly with the Israeli government, as he has previously, as the president has previously, about our expectation that in launching, in conducting this military campaign, that they do so in full compliance with international humanitarian law and the laws of war, and we will be very direct about that.
Miller said the U.S. has made two things clear. Hamas cannot continue to govern and administer Gaza and use it as a launching pad for terrorist attacks against Israel, and Gaza cannot be occupied by Israel. Kherson region governor Alexander Prokudin said a Russian attack in the eastern Ukraine region killed one person, injured two others, and damaged buildings in the city center Wednesday. In a message on the social media app Telegram, Prokudin called it an apocalyptic scene. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris says leaders have a moral and ethical and societal duty to protect humans from the dangers posed by artificial intelligence. She's pushing for a global roadmap at a summit on the topic in London Thursday. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Washington.
Like every other tool, AI is subject to its users' intentions and can be used to deceive, misinform, or hurt people. Earlier this week, U.S. President Joe Biden signed an executive order establishing new standards, including requiring major AI developers to report their safety test results and other critical information to the U.S. government. Vice President Kamala Harris, in London for an AI safety summit Wednesday, also announced the foundation of the government's AI Safety Institute and released draft policy guidance on the government's use of AI and a declaration of the responsible military applications.
I firmly believe that we must be guided by a common set of understandings among nations. And that is why the United States will continue to work with our allies and partners to apply existing international rules and norms to AI and work to create new rules and norms.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. space agency NASA says its unmanned Lucy spacecraft flew past the first of 10 asteroids Wednesday on its long journey to Jupiter. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
This asteroid was a little one called Dinkinish, only about a half mile across and about 300 million miles from Earth in the main asteroid belt beyond Mars. This was a dry run for the bigger and more alluring asteroids ahead. The main targets for Lucy are the so-called Trojans near Jupiter that are considered to be time capsules from the dawn of the solar system. It's 10 to 100 times bigger than Dinkinish. Lucy is expected to zip past the final two asteroids in 2033. It will take at least a week for the spacecraft to send back its pictures and data from this flyby. Lead scientist Hal Levison says until now, Dinkinish has only been an unresolved smudge in the best telescopes. I'm Ed Donahue.
Auctioneers are saying the largest internally flawless vivid blue diamond ever put up for auction could sell for up to $50 million at a Christie's sale of rare jewels in Geneva next week. Known as the Blue Royal, the vivid blue diamond, which is set in a ring, is among the rarest ever to be unearthed. Christie's jewelry expert Kakadia told Reuters why the stone is so unique.
What makes Blue Royale so rare and special is its size. At 17.6 carats, it's the largest of its kind. It's a pear-shaped, brilliant-cut diamond. What that means is it's a classical cut. It has not been modified with additional facets to help enhance the color. And so the color is very rich naturally.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.